Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I welcome you to Live with Passion. I'm talking in this series about what really matters. And what really matters, what's very crucial, are your choices, the decisions that you make in life. They matter now and they matter for eternity. Let me share with you this from the book of Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God and obeying his voice. I was just flipping through the channels and I tuned into my 600-pound life. It was on the Learning Channel. Never seen a program like that before. Documents these people that are struggling with a food addiction. And these people, all of them, men and women, weighed 600 pounds minimally. Some of them weighed 700, 800, 900 pounds. And they were so obese that they had trouble even walking or getting out of the house. And so what the program was about was somewhere along the line, they had lost their ability to choose about food. Their emotions had been so strong that what happened is their will was weakened. And they decided to just eat, and they ate more, and they ate more to the point where their obesity threatened their health. So the program was also about their going to the doctor and the doctor trying to help them to lose weight. And they would actually document them flying on an airplane, and that was very hard to do. And once they got to the doctor, they had to make the choice, make the decision, that they weren't going to let their feelings dictate who they were and what they ate. And they had to really discipline themselves, self-discipline. That's one of the reasons why we fast in Lent or other times during the year, is to get a grip on our will. Sometimes our will becomes kind of weak, and fasting strengthens our will. Good habits strengthen us so that our emotions don't just rule us. So anyway, in this program, many of these people actually lost hundreds of pounds. Others of them have died already, and they failed in their attempt to lose the weight that they wanted to lose. My point is that we all make decisions, and decisions have consequences. And we are responsible for the decisions that we make, not other people. You and I are responsible for the decisions we make. And on Judgment Day, when we stand before God, God isn't going to be judging your parents or the people that you lived with about the decisions that you made. He will be judging you for the decisions that you made, the choices that you made. And it's very important that you understand we have to take responsibility for our own choices. And I am hoping as you watch this program, that you will choose life and live. We have that reading, Choose Life and Live, that I just read to you from the book of Deuteronomy. We have that every second day of Lent. Ash Wednesday in the Catholic Church, then the second day we have that reading. And we have it so early on in Lent because Lent gives us a fair of readings about what's really important, what's really serious, what really matters. And so right away in the season of Lent, right after Ash Wednesday, we hear this reading, Choose Life and Live. I want to talk some about choices in life. And we all make a multitude of choices every day, decisions every day. You may not know it, but when you're going to get out of bed and what you're going to eat for breakfast and what you're going to put on, what color clothes and the different things as you go throughout your day. We're making choices all the time. I flew on an airplane one time, and as we landed, the captain got on and he thanked us for flying with him, and he says, I know you have a choice in carriers. Thank you for choosing our airline. And I went to a restaurant one time, and I was talking with the people that I sat with. This was just recently. And the menu was given to us. And, you know, the menu basically boils down to about 100 different choices, you know, salads and drinks and entrees and appetizers and all these things. And you got to kind of work your way through there and try to figure out what you want. And it's very difficult when you're sitting with somebody just talking to them, because it's hard to make choices when you're distracted. My point is that we all make choices, and there's a plethora of choices that come our way. And we are responsible for the choices we make, and our choices have consequences. So I was thinking about some of the decisions that I've made in my life, and these are firm decisions. I have decided years ago, when it comes to eating and weight gain, that I am going to watch what I eat, because I love to eat. And it's easy to just sit in front of a TV and eat cookies and potato chips and peanuts and all the good things. They call that stuffing your feelings, comfort food. You know, you may be going through some distress in your life and some grieving, or you're upset or you're anxious or something. What people tend to do is they bury their feelings just by eating. And the feelings won't go away. They'll go away temporarily because you're eating sugar and you're eating all these things, but the bottom line is you start to gain weight. So I made the decision, you know, I'll eat some things. We can't just starve ourselves. But I really made that firm decision, and that's one of the keys in life. When you make decisions, some decisions are firm decisions. I mean, you don't just say, oh, I wish I'll do that, or I hope I'll do that. You say, I'm going to do it. And you are the master of your own life. I love what it says in Genesis, I think, chapter 3. Sin is crouching at your door, but you must master it. That's what God tells us. Everybody's responsible when it comes to sin in their life. It's crouching at your door. In other words, it's for you. It wants to get you, but you must master it. In other words, you have the free will, and that's the gift that God gave us. You have the ability to master sin to whatever degree. You can do it, so don't keep making excuses. So I made the decision that I was going to try to eat well and work out. Now, do I always feel like working out? No. Most of the time I don't. But after a while, psychologists will tell us this, after a while, when you do something for like 30 days, it becomes a habit. And once you start to develop a habit, it's not so much a decision anymore. I know that when I get up in the morning and brush my teeth and take my medications and things, I don't even make decisions about that. I just kind of do it by habit. It's the same way. If you develop good habits, you can develop habits that you don't always have to agonize over your decisions. So when it comes to working out, it's like, I feel tired. I don't want to do it today. You know, that's what your heart will tell you. And it's like, there's no argument here. I'm doing it. Quiet down. I'm going to work out, and I work out. And I always feel so much better after. I've tried to cut down on golf also. There are 14 clubs in the golf bag, and they all represent decisions that you have to make on the golf course, depending on where you are. If you're on the green, of course, you're going to use your putter. If you're in a sand trap, yeah, you're going to use your sand wedge. You're on a tee, most of the time you're going to use your driver, sometimes a 3-wood or a 5-wood. But when you're in the fairway, it's not always so clear cut. What am I going to use here? Or if you're in the rough, you have to make decisions. That's one of the reasons why pro golfers have a caddy. They feed them information like how far it is and what the wind is doing, and they counsel with them. And that's what I tell people all the time when it comes to addictions or it comes to marriage. Oftentimes they need counseling. Counseling can help you to make a decision. People will come into the confessional. They will confess to me that they have an addiction to drinking, an addiction to overeating. And what I'll tell them is, of course, I'll absolve them. You know, they're forgiven. What I'll tell them is, look, go to an addictions counselor and talk these things over. Learn about the addiction so that you can make good decisions. one moment in the confessional isn't going to take your addiction away. You need to work on your addiction. See, what happens in an addiction is somewhere along the line, your will becomes weak. And as it becomes weak, and I know it's a disease, I created a whole series on addictions, so I understand the disease element of it, but the bottom line is it has to do with your will also. That's part of the disease. And somewhere along the line, your will becomes weakened. That's the reason for fasting, by the way, when it comes to food, so that you can strengthen your will and be self-disciplined and self-controlled. So what I tell people is, you know, get a counselor, talk to somebody about it. That will help you to make good decisions. So when it comes to golf, I made the decision because it's been hurting my back, it's been hurting my hip, it's been hurting my knee. I've made the decision to cut down on it and, for all intents and purposes, to stop. Now, I love the game, but I'm responsible for the decisions that I make, and I like being able to stand up here and preach and go on the road and travel and preach, and I'm not going to be able to do that if I make, I call it self-sabotaging decisions. And some people in their life, and I don't know why, are into sabotaging their lives. The bottom line is, when it comes to decisions, you got to love yourself in a healthy way. You know, there's enough people out there that struggle and maybe they don't like you, and I don't know if you can call them your enemies, but you got to be your own best friend. Make good decisions. You have a good future ahead of you. Make sure you make good choices about your health. So, made the decision about golf. That was a hard decision to make. And then went to the doctor, and he told me about the sugar intake, that my numbers are very high. Years ago, my cholesterol numbers were really high. So cut down on fats, cut down on sugar, not just on food itself, but the type of food you eat. So this is something that we all have to deal with. We all have to deal with the consequences of our decisions. I want to live a healthy life. And as I study things now, they talk about how dementia and Alzheimer's are related to what you eat, the exercise that you do. So it's important if you want to have a good and healthy life in the future. I heard something that I really agree with, and it has to do with tomorrow. And it says, do today, this is the saying, do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. Now, most people do today what they're going to be happy with today, whether it means overeating or playing golf or eating a lot of sugar or drinking too much or smoking marijuana or whatever it is. They decide to do what they're going to be happy with right now. But wisdom dictates that you do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow, because tomorrow always comes. In fact, today is tomorrow already. You know, we're living in yesterday's tomorrow. So really, wisdom dictates that you have to take care of yourself, because tomorrow is on the way. Foolishness says just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. I like to say eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we live. So all kinds of choices. I also have tried to make good choices regarding my ministry. I decided years ago I could either be safe and stay in a little box. I'll have a ministry, but it won't go anywhere. Or I made the choice to step out of my comfort zone and do the work. What do I mean by the work? Reading, writing, risking, trying new things. This is how you expand. This is how you grow. It's called launching out into the deep for a catch. And I'm bearing the fruit of that. And I keep pushing myself. Yes, it's hard. My feelings don't want to do it. But when you do it, it leads to a fruitful, fulfilled life. And I keep telling you all the time, don't just live, live with passion. I don't know if you ever saw the movie I did years ago, and it was a movie called Sophie's Choice. It came out in 1982. Meryl Streep starred in the movie. And it was about the mother of a boy and a girl who were condemned to a concentration camp. And then right before they were to go to the concentration camp, they made Sophie, the mother, make a decision. And the decision was one child was going to die, one child was going to live. And she had to decide, and she couldn't decide. That's the movie, Sophie's Choice. She couldn't decide, her little girl or a little boy, which one would she choose? And the Nazis said, if you don't decide, if you don't choose, they're both going to die. And in a moment's split-second decision, she grabbed a hold of her son, and her daughter was taken off to die. She had to live with the consequence of that decision, but she was forced into it. My point, decisions have consequences and can change lives and even take away lives. I remember some of the decisions that I had to make in my life, especially this happens with young people, has to do with high school, you know, as you're graduating from high school, right before that, are you going to go to college? Are you going to get a job? What are you going to do? And if you're like me, most young people, we're not sure. You know, you all of a sudden, those high school years are over with, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So I went to a guidance counselor. Remember what I said about counseling? People, spiritual directors, counselors, they can help you to make good, informed decisions. Went to a guidance counselor. He helped me to see what my aptitude was. Turns out, you know, I'm a male in American culture. My aptitude was toward mathematics. And he really counseled me to go into business. So I started in college, and I started off in marketing and management and accounting and all that. It was one of the hardest moments of my life, by the way, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. One of my sisters had gotten married. My other sister went to college. One of my friends went to he had this great ability with his hands. He was a mechanic. Here's a little of me. I didn't know what to do. And there are so many young people caught up in the same trap. And I'll tell you, that is such a great suffering for teenagers. Not to decide, not to make a choice in their life because they're not sure what to do. In college, thanks be to God, I was touched by the Holy Spirit. Had this wonderful conversion. Now I'm studying business. Going to try to make money, get married, be a businessman. That was my choice. That was my life choice. Well, I get touched by the Holy Spirit, and now the Holy Spirit influenced my choices. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is called counsel. Remember what I said? Get a spiritual director, get counselors in your life. They can help you. Even the president has his advisors. Well, the Holy Spirit is called the counselor and the comforter. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is direction, guidance, be led by the Holy Spirit. So I started to surrender my life to the Holy Spirit, and things started really changing for me. I started making what I call spirit-anointed decisions instead of just off the top of my head, or decisions that really weren't the best for me. And that turned out to be discerning a call toward priesthood, and then a call toward ministry and preaching, and then a call toward reaching out on television. I try to surrender myself to the Spirit. It says in Proverbs, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. I wish I knew that in high school. But in high school, I didn't have a relationship with God, didn't know who the Holy Spirit was, didn't have the ability to make all these decisions. And remember, your decisions have consequences. So my career choice was heading toward what the culture told me would make me happy. Making a lot of money, living the high life, having affluence, and I'm not poo-pooing those things. Those are good things if you share it with others. But I discovered that there's more to life than money. There's more to life than sex. There's more to life than your own self-comfort. And those are the decisions that the Holy Spirit will help you to make, and not only help you to make, empower you. See, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and with grace in order to make good decisions. Wanted to tell you that one time I went to a Billy Graham conference, and it was for ministers. And at this conference, he counseled us, Billy Graham did, that when we preach, we should preach to try to help people to make good choices, to preach for a decision. In fact, if you know anything about the Billy Graham organization. He has a magazine called Decision Magazine. So I realized that, you know, I was preaching and I was doing well and everything, but I wasn't really calling people to a decision. And remember how I began this program? I said that your decisions determine heaven and hell. You are going to stand before the judgment seat of God to bear witness to or be responsible for or be culpable for the decisions that you make, because it's the decisions that we make that determine how our life turns out. We are culpable for our decisions. God gave us free will. This is what separates us from animals and from puppets. And this, by the way, I'll talk about this in another program. This is why we have evil in the world. Of course, evil comes from Satan, the evil one himself, but also because of our free will. A lot of the evil that happens in the world is because people make bad decisions. Abortions, murders, lying, stealing. You know, we can't blame that all on the devil. Those are people that have made bad decisions. So anyway, preach for a decision. So I went out there and I started preaching people, calling people. We're talking about people that go to church already, because just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're saved, doesn't mean that you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you have a personal relationship with Jesus. So I came to realize that I got to call people to Christ. So I started having altar calls. Yes, you heard me right, a Catholic priest having altar calls, because I'm a shepherd of your soul. I'm not out there just trying to tickle your ears or have you donate to my ministry. I really want you to come to eternal life. I want you to be saved. I want you to know Jesus. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I want you, when you come before the judgment seat of God, to be allowed into heaven. This is what really matters. And that's what this series is all about. Making good, solid choices. I love what it just said in Deuteronomy. Choose life and live. So I would have altar calls and invite people to come forward and give their lives to Jesus. And at least the way I did it, most of the church would come forward and rededicate themselves and give their lives. You're watching this program, maybe you haven't been going to church. Can I invite you to make a good decision for Christ? Give your will to Christ? You've been making some bad decisions and about food, about your life. It hasn't turned out the way that you hoped it would. Please give your life to Jesus right now. Make that decision. He'll turn your life around. Instead of looking at your past, he'll give you a glorious future. And that's the way Jesus always was and is. He would say, forget the past and focus on your future. Make good choices. So I remember one place that I went to was Augusta, Kentucky. They gave me the key to the city, because I preached, and they've never seen that in a Catholic church, inviting all those people to come to Christ. And so I invite you, whether you've given your heart to Christ or not, to make that decision. I went to a youth conference one time, and they invited the leaders, the speakers, invited the young people, and especially young people, because, you know, by age 24, we've lost 80% of our young people. When I say lost, they've left the church. So the speakers at that conference invited the young people to give their hearts to Christ. And there was a beautiful song that they sang, and it was called, I Will Choose Christ. I will choose love. I choose to serve. I give my heart. I give my life. I give my all to you. And so those young people gave their hearts to Christ. Those people at that mission in Augusta gave their hearts to Jesus. And I'm inviting you through this program to choose life and live. And I invite you to pray with me. Jesus, I choose you. I turn away from sin and from all that would harm me. I give you my heart and my life. I give my all to you. I open the door of my life and I surrender my all to you. Amen. Holman Hunt was a painter, and he once painted Jesus knocking at the door. That's from Revelation 3:20. And a critic saw it, and at the door there was no knob to the door, and he said, Holman, it's a great portrait of Jesus. The only thing is you left the knob off of the door. And Holman Hunt said, I'm glad that you noticed that, but I have to tell you, I didn't leave it off. I didn't forget it. I left it off intentionally. See, that door is the door of your heart. And the only way it can be opened is from the inside, and that's where the knob is. And so as you've prayed that prayer, I invite you to continue in a lifestyle of choices and decisions. Open the door of your heart to Jesus. Choose life and live. Your life will be fruitful and magnificent. You are sculpting your tomorrow by the choices that you make today. And don't just live, live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.